Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The power supply provided by the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro is so poor that the local business chamber has approached the National Electricity Regulator to intervene and have Eskom appointed to take over distribution. This in a city whose water supplies have been all but exhausted. Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber CEO Denise Van Hastien says businesses are suffering due to the inefficiency of the municipality. Quoted by MoneyWeb, Van Hastien says a full 29% of the water supply is being lost through leaks and a further 11% is unaccounted for. She says cable theft is a huge contributing factor to the electricity problem. In one incident, a Struandale manufacturer, whose product is exported, was left without electricity for 12 days last year. The chamber represents about 700 businesses, which consume some 70% of the electricity supply in Nelson Mandela Bay. It's written to NERSA saying that following recent interactions with the Metro, it does not believe the required leadership or political will is present to resolve this situation in the short to medium term. There is a real risk that businesses will gradually disappear from the area. Nationally, business confidence has dropped to its lowest level in almost 2 years. The monthly SACCI index for May has come in at 89.3 index points, much lower than forecast, dragged backwards by lower merchandise import and export volumes, also in play higher real financing costs and, of course, load shedding. And the Supreme Court of Appeal has confirmed that government was wrong to ban tobacco products during lockdown. The court has ruled there was no scientific justification for the continued ban on the sale of tobacco products. There's no evidence that short-term quitting has clinical significance for COVID-19 severity and outcomes. Global markets continue to edge downwards, although the declines seem to have slowed ahead of the decision on interest rates by the US Fed later on today. In Johannesburg, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed down just over 1%. London's FTSE down 0.25%. In New York, the Dow ended down 0.5%, the S&P 500 a little less, while the Nasdaq crept back into positive ground, up 0.1%. Tokyo this morning down 0.9%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney down 0.8%. US dollar holding at 1.04 to the euro. The rand's also improved very slightly, 16 exactly to the dollar, 16.69 to the euro, 19.23 to sterling. Gold at 18.15, platinum 9.31, Bitcoin down another 5% to just under 21,100. Brent crude oil also down 3% to just over $121 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.